And I'm Leila Fadel in Washington, D.C. Homicide rates are falling in hundreds of U.S. cities. One of the most dramatic drops in the nation is in Boston. The city has recorded less than 10 murders so far this year, far fewer than major cities of similar size. Local police say part of the reason may be because of work that began decades ago. From member station WBUR, Deborah Becker reports.
On a recent summer night, about two dozen police officers, clergy, and residents gathered for a weekly so-called peace walk that began with prayer.
We have a wonderful police force. We're thankful for them. We pray for them. We're glad to be among them.
That's Reverend Colin Leach. He's a regular on these walks, and this one in particular because Boston Police Commissioner Michael Cox is on hand. And being warmly welcomed in this high-risk neighborhood. These walks began three decades ago as part of what became nationally known as the Boston Miracle. It's a collaboration among police and community leaders that resulted in a big drop in crime. And the success has continued. Boston's homicide rate is down more than 60% this year compared to this time last year, which was already low. Commissioner Cox says it's partly because they practice community policing.
That's a little different than policing some other places. Going around and arresting people, community policing is doing what we're doing right now, building trust, partnering with people. And we can't solve the problem, connect them with the people who can.
The partnership with clergy is crucial, Cox says, because religious leaders know their communities. Arthur Gerald, pastor emeritus of Boston's 12th Baptist Church, says residents want police around to keep neighborhoods safe, but they're wary if they only see officers when there's trouble.
The police are human. They care about the people. We try to break down some of the barriers because in this community it has been kind of difficult at times and in places.
Officials say newer initiatives are making a difference, too. City workers recently started using data to direct resources to areas hard hit by violence. They might help residents get food, clothing, health care, or addiction treatment to try to reduce some of the stressors that can contribute to crime. All of this work combined, Cox says, helped push the city's murder rate down over the past decade.
We're going to continue to partner and work with the community to work on getting to zero, if it's possible. But a little bit less each day, each year, that means we're getting better.
Cox isn't declaring victory just yet. He's concerned about maintaining Boston's historic low homicide rate with a somewhat smaller police force. The city has 10% fewer officers than it did 5 years ago. Harvard sociology professor Chris Winship studies crime. He says things such as an improved economy and the state's tough gun laws probably help. But Winship isn't convinced it's sustainable. Using a baseball analogy, this is Boston after all, Winship says another factor is luck.
So if we think about baseball and somebody hits 400 one year, that's extraordinary. Do we think they're going to hit 400 next year? No.
Crime analysts say it's still early to tell what the rest of the year will bring, especially the last weeks of the summer when crime tends to spike. For NPR News, I'm Deborah Becker in Boston.